Space Force versus NASA. One has to wonder how well the new Space Force is going to make out. It seems they are underfunded and undermanned to me. It also seems it steps on the toes of the Air Force, which it is part of, and the Navy. For decades it has been the dream of many people to have a Space Force, and many of the old science fiction movies were about them. I wondered what the exact mission of the Space Force was, so I went to their website. Here is what they say. In the US Space Force, we are challenged every day to find new heights. Working within the space domain, our people launch rockets, keep satellites safe and operational, and develop technology to defend our way of life on Earth through our interests in space. We protect the hopes and dreams of America and exploration, while preparing for the 22nd century. When humankind asks what if, the mission of Space Force is to be the answer. Does this really answer the mission of the Force? It seems like there are still many unanswered questions on their mission. First of all, how does NASA and the Space Force define who has the authority over what? I have yet to see an answer to this question. If the Force has authority in space, will it ultimately tell NASA what they can and cannot do at any given time? When they talk about their interests in space, what does that mean exactly? NASA also has a mission statement, and here it is. Lead an innovative and sustainable program of exploration with commercial and international partners to enable human expansion across the solar system and bring new knowledge and opportunities back to Earth. Support growth of the nation's economy in space and aeronautics, increase understanding of the universe and our place in it, work with industry to improve America's aerospace technologies and advance American leadership. Notice it seems to be much more complete than the statement from the Space Force. It also has a similar statement when it says it wants to improve aerospace technologies. Will the budget of one of these agencies hurt the budget of the other in this field? It is also said the Air Force is handling 75% of the support functions for the Space Force, and it falls under the Air Force Department, and yet it is said to be a separate force. That part I do not get. What I have to also wonder about are the relationship with the Space Force and UAPs, formerly UFOs. Why was the force established in the first place? Is it just a coincidence it was established during the time the United States was releasing UAP videos? Was it really created to protect the Earth from extraterrestrials? If it was, it seems they could never have the tools to do that, because they would have to catch up with the aliens in technology, which seems impossible for hundreds or thousands of years more. Perhaps it was thought if we could get a military presence in space, it might deter aliens from coming here. I also don't believe it would. The evidence points to the fact aliens have been coming to Earth for thousands of years. Could the Space Force have been formed because of the advancement in hypersonic weapons? It seems this could have been a good reason. It might be easier to shoot down one from space, but is there a way of doing this without violating treaties on weapons in space? Maybe we were going to dump those treaties now that the world is getting more dangerous. I would hate to see weapons go into space, but how do we know none are there now? Since Space Force is a military operation, will they leave the protection of Earth from natural hazards to NASA? NASA is making plans to try and move asteroids and meteors which are headed to Earth into new courses. So far this would only work if they were far enough away and small enough to nudge. Recently it was found out there are certain things known as keyholes which make this maneuver even harder. Keyholes are a tiny region of space where a planet's gravity would alter the orbit of a passing body. You could nudge the object to try and alter its course, but by doing this nudge you might move it into a gravitational keyhole which might make things worse or create a problem down the road. Since NASA is more of a civilian-type scientific agency, it seems this would fall under its auspices. If the Space Force has to comply with all the various treaties about weapons in space, what is their major purpose? They say launch rockets. But before them and now NASA has been doing most of this, which includes so very secret launches. They talk about space exploration, but NASA has also been handling this, and now commercial companies are about to get in on the exploration, so is there a need for the military to explore space? I really don't think so, do you? Then they say defend our way of life, but how would they do this? This seems like a very nebulous statement to me. They say they are going to prepare for the 22nd century. This reminds me of those promises politicians like to make when they are in office. Presidents, knowing they will be out of office in 8 years if re-elected, like to say things about budgets which they passed which will make it better in some ways for us in 10 or 20 years from then. It never works but sounds good. No one would have an unarmed army defending their country, so how is an unarmed space force going to function? The force also says they are the answer to humankind's question, what if? My question is, what is that all about and what does this mean in this context? I would have liked to see more money in NASA's budget instead of creating the Space Force. I would still like to see a crackdown on overcharges and delays which sometimes last for many years. Take the Space Launch System, also known as the SLS. The rocket is being built by Boeing, Aerojet Rocketdyne and Northrop Grumman. It is billions of dollars over cost and delayed for years. On top of this, NASA has given out incentive awards to at least some of the companies building this giant rocket when they should have been given fines. NASA's Inspector General has issued a string of damning reports on the project. Get all this straightened out and let NASA handle space.